Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m., bringing you fantastic guests who are critical thinkers. They write books, they're creative, and they are also experts in their fields. Could be educational, entertainment, and it could also be empowering. It all depends on who the guest is, but you always learn something important. And that is what is important, information and communication, because communication is everything. And that is what helps keep people connected and listen up and keep peace and love and positivity in the world and tune out all that negativity. We need to bring peace and love and empowerment to people around the world. And when we do that, it goes into the universe and we overcome the negativity and it starts to diminish. And that is so important because we are our thoughts. And today we have a dynamic guest, a returning guest. Her name is Professor Rosalyn Kahn, K-A-H-N. I know you can spell that a couple of ways. So Rosalyn Kahn is K-A-H-N, and she's a coaching and professional speaker as well. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Rosalyn in just a moment, but let's take a moment to listen to a very important message.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live, because in a little bit, we will be entering into the world of authors and experts. And our expert and author today is Professor Rosalyn Kahn. Hopefully she's back from Egypt and can make it. And tell us about her trip to Egypt. And that's going to be extremely interesting because everybody is interested in Egypt. And a lot of people do visit Egypt. And many people would like to visit Egypt and visit the pyramids. My friend, who is a producer, she said that she visited Egypt and she was so fascinated. She rode the camels and went to the pyramids, and she said she would love to go back. She was so fascinated, and we know that a lot of people believe that the pyramids have some sorts of powers and that the mummies may have some type of power. And they are very mysterious as to their extreme intellectual abilities of how they even built the pyramids. And we know they used slaves, of course, but they couldn't have done it without slaves, if you think about that. And Also, the writings inside tell certain stories of ancient history. So it's very important to protect the pyramids and the artifacts and all of ancient history, or we won't have any ancient history to remember or recall or know about in the future, especially as they continue to ban books. Even in America, they just removed over 2,000 books. And I believe it was from the libraries, possibly not the public schools, or maybe the public schools too were part of it. So we want to be careful about banning books, because that's part of freedom of speech and part of our First Amendment. So we want to keep our U.S. Constitution intact, because books are a form of communication and education and entertainment, and tell us about what happened in the past and the present and could happen in the future. Some of it's fictional, some of it's true, some of it's historical, but that's what makes the world go round and fascinating. And of course, we need to maintain our bookstores and our authors, our writers. Also affects the film directors, affects the producers, affects the actors and actresses in Hollywood and around the world. And so without books, many movies would not even have been made, or documentaries for that fact. So hopefully our guest, Rosalind Kahn, will join us today and didn't get tied down over in Egypt. But we'll find out in just a little bit. But her latest book is A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders. And it was written during the pandemic as students in record numbers stopped attending school and worse suicide rates among young people skyrocketed, even though some people denounce that statement, but it is true. Kids got bored. They got frustrated. They got angry, especially preteens and teenagers who couldn't socialize and go out and be with their friends, go to school, enjoy their relationships with boys, girls, play sports, and so forth. And being isolated caused them to, many of them, to get involved with alcoholism, drugs, and depression. And so it did skyrocket suicides during the lockdowns, no matter what anybody else tells you, not just among the youth, but among the seniors and the elderly who were locked up into isolation. But I bet you didn't know, and most people probably don't know, but as an advocate for justice, it is a crime, a felony in the United States of America on the law books to lock down and isolate the elderly or children. I think that's a really important point. And I don't know how they got away with it, because law enforcement allowed them to get away with it. Congress allowed them to get away with it. Senators allowed them to get away with it. For whatever reason, because the EUA PrEP policy, which I read, the original one, prohibited the government from including children, babies and children and young adults from being included in any experiment, the government, a period of 90 days. So that's interesting as well, because it's been extended into 3 years now. So how is that possible to include the children when the original PrEP and EUA policy prohibited using the children? So on that note, let's go over to, speaking of children, hopefully our guest will be calling in soon. Let's move over to PM, Maryland's largest school district sees 500% increase in non-binary trans students. This isn't data that the outside world has seen before. It was accidentally shared and is incredibly illuminating, Mandel says. So let's go down and see what PM has to say. Montgomery County Public Schools, MCPS, Maryland's largest public school district, saw a 582% increase in the number of students identifying as gender nonconforming in the last 2 years. So this all began with the 2019 lockdowns as part of their program, those who locked us down, that is. And is according to internal information posted by an educator on Twitter, the Daily Caller reported. The data comes from forms school counselors who are required to fill in whenever a student comes to them to talk about issues related to gender identity. The self-reported stats appear to indicate an enormous near sevenfold increase in gender-questioning students in just 2 years. We've been around since Adam and Eve, so this is really unprecedented. The data in one of the photographs shared shows that during the 2019 to 2020 school year, a total of 35 students reported gender nonconformity to a counselor, including 4 in elementary schools, 19 in middle school, and 12 in high school. During the 2021-2022 school year, the total number had increased to 239, including 18 in elementary school, 129 in middle school, and 92 in high school. Well, what surprises me is that there are 18 in elementary school. We're talking about kindergarten to sixth grade. No one, when I was growing up or in school, questioned if their gender identification until 2 years ago. And little children just ask questions. They don't usually get confused. At BERT, there are some rare, it's under 1%, situations where they have to make a choice, the doctor, the nurses, and the parents. That was always very rare and under 1%. So just in 2 years, this is a huge increase. Like many school districts across the U.S. and Canada, MCPS guidelines instruct teachers to withhold a child's self-declared transgender identity from his or her parents unless the child gives permission to inform them. Now, we have just in this state turned upside down the parental rights of their minor biological children and turned them into the rights of the public school and the children. Minor children. I witnessed online a video of a young girl who was crying and said that she undergone the gender identification change through surgeries, and she said she didn't realize she was 12. And she didn't realize until she got to be 16, I believe it was, that she made a mistake and that the doctors should have protected her, because now she realizes that she can never have children or grandchildren, and she wants to have children and grandchildren. So these are the things that I don't know but believe should be discussed with minor children and the parents, not just the children, and deny parental rights to know what their biological children who don't realize at a young age how life changes and emotions and feelings and wants and desires to marry and have children will be affected. So in a sense, you might say this is another ovulation program of humanity. Because I interviewed a very famous scientist, and Mark Kingston Levin, and I still have his interviews, and he wrote 3 sci-fi books. But he worked for the government, and he made very secret, many secret inventions for the government. And he wrote these 3 books, and he said that he mentioned that there were transgenders. Well, I've never heard the word before. And so I said, what are transgenders? And he said, well, they are created in a lab and in their sci-fi books and a petri dish in the lab, and they are not male or female. They are neither, and that they cannot procreate. And I thought that was very interesting, because then I recalled that I read where the scientists and on creating babies in a pod in a lab, and that they would not be male or female, and that they would not be able to procreate, and that they would be controlled by the internet, and they would be more like zombies, mindless zombies. Well, now there's information coming out from key doctors and scientists and public servants around the world, actually, stating that very same thing and opposing it. So this is extremely serious when you're talking about minor children who have no experience in life and don't know what they will want in the future, don't really understand what they're getting themselves into, and can't be reversed, and can cause more emotional problems for them as they grow up, and who knows what other pain and sorrow they will suffer in the future. And so on that note, I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening in our world today, because it appears that Rosalind Kahn, our professor and guest, is having trouble communicating with the board. So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, don't touch that dial, because we have a lot of great information for you right here on Columbo Chronicles Live.
Columbo Chronicles Live.
Columbo Chronicles Live.
Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
And listen up, because
blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles, a live podcast adding the Justice Club, coming to Columbo Chronicles every day at 12 noon to 12:30. Grab a snack and a smoothie and sit back and find out what the lawyers don't want you to know. Be sure to push the like, follow, and share buttons, and bookmark blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles.
That's right. So he interrupted me, but yeah, do that. And let's move on here, and because we have lots of information for you. So let's go over to the Epoch Times. I don't know if you read the Epoch Times, but the Epoch Times is up to date and extremely important knowledge and information is provided from them. So let's see what they have to say on the latest by Jack Phillips, dated October 11, 2022. And it says, Pfizer exec concedes COVID-19 vaccine was not tested on preventing transmission before release. Well, I posted that on my blog, Rose for Justice, back in 2019, which you can confirm because all the blogs that I posted, even before the doctors came out with this information, is on my blogs because I'm a researcher and I've done a lot of research. And so I posted information so people would ask questions and be concerned about what they are injecting into their bodies, into pregnant women, unborn babies, babies, and your children and grandchildren and mine. A Pfizer executive said Monday that neither she nor other Pfizer officials knew whether its COVID-19 vaccine would stop transmission before entering the market last year. Now, millions of people have been injured or died around the world, and they are very serious direct adverse side effects. My mother, personally, passed away this year after two Pfizer jabs. And although I tried to discourage her, she, being an elderly, pretty healthy woman and strong-minded, and watching the media and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and all the rest of these pro-experimental trial jabs around the world, promoting these experimental trial jabs around the world, of course, they were fearful of getting COVID, and they should be, and because COVID is and can be serious if not treated in the early stages. But those doctors who came out and spoke out said they were threatened, that their licenses would be taken away, their careers ruined, they would lose their jobs and their income if they spoke out and offered their cures for early treatment of COVID, which is a flu, and very similar to all the rest of the flus like swine flu and Hong Kong flu and so forth. And they said they were threatened and they were silenced off of social media. And they recommended and said they used hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which are natural with absolutely no adverse side effects. Used HCQ for 70 years on patients with no adverse side effects, but they're not money makers. So those were diminished, and Dr. Fauci and CDC, according to the doctor I spoke with when my daughter got COVID, said that Dr. Fauci and CDC removed those from the protocols at the hospital, and they were to use remdesivir. So I encouraged them to use ivermectin or HCQ or vitamin C and vitamin C and D3 and whatever other treatments they could use, because I read online, which most people should have done and read my blogs, that Pfizer had pages and pages, along with the knowledge of Moderna, AstraZeneca, J&J, CDC, WHO, and Bill Gates and the rest of them who were involved, knew of the pages and pages of direct adverse side effects that included death. and myocarditis, heart attack, strokes, brain injury, neurological injury. None of this is reversible. Blood clots. And so why would you be injecting the world with experimental and trial injections and calling them and misleading people to believe that they are FDA-approved vaccines? They are not FDA-approved licensed vaccines when they started this in January of 2021. And they did not disclose and inform the public so they could have an informed decision of that very, very long list of direct, serious adverse health effects or death that were potential direct adverse health effects to individuals with unknown cause to the individual until after they're injected. And you cannot claim that an experiment and a trial is 100% safe and effective because it's an experiment. An experiment cannot be 100% safe and effective. That's what they said, and that's what they misled the public to believe. And then I read that recently they've been bringing in $67 million per minute worldwide. So that is very important to understand as well. I have to apologize that our guest could not be on the air today because she's having a problem. So she will have to reschedule. But this is going to be very interesting for you because now it gives me the opportunity to explain what actually happened with this Pfizer experimental and trial injection that you may not have known about. And so the PrEP, you probably don't even know what the PrEP is. It is the policy that the White House and Congress and HHS approved to grant Big Pharma and all the distributors, all the marketers, all the promoters, all the investors, blanket 100% immunity from deaths and injuries, no matter how many people around the world die or are seriously injured and will need care for their lives. Now, I don't know if you know this, but caregiving, even through the county, is extremely expensive for the average American. And those costs are going up. And do you know why they're going up? They are increasing because they've opened borders and have invited and trampled on constitutional law of legal entry, legal citizenship, legal voting, legal driver license identification, legal citizenship, and background checks before entering the USA. And we now have, well, about 2021, I posted on Facebook before I was exiled from Facebook, and I had like over 600,000 fans, and I was praised by Facebook until this, I questioned the experimental and trial injections on humans. And then on September 4th, 2021, a fact checker who should have checked his facts and read my blog exiled me. So you can't question anything about these injections, experimental and trial injections on certain sites or you get exiled. And so life has changed in America for sure, including the First Amendment and communications, because when CEOs of corporations are now in charge of the Constitution and supersede the supreme laws of the land, and Congress and senators do nothing about that and don't deregulate them, their monopoly on freedom of speech and taking over our First Amendment rights and telling us what we can or cannot say, what we can or cannot ask and question, what we can or cannot join, even if it's a free membership, while they're making billions of dollars on excessive members so they can get excessive dollars from advertisers. So you get exiled, but there is no way in the United States of America that CEOs of corporations should have any authority over the American people, occasions, and their media, and their press, and their books, and their protests, and their assemblies, and their opinions and thoughts. That is what communists do. That's what they do in communist China, Cambodia, North Korea, all of these other countries, Russia, you name it. So people who believe that people should be silent should actually move to those countries where they don't have to change and destroy and eliminate and trample on the First Amendment. Because this information that these frontline doctors were providing to Americans to protect themselves from being used as human lab rats by billionaires who are greedy, I guess. They can't get enough money. So people became their human commodities for human capital. That means for profit. So in other words, they value human beings according to their worth or their lack of worth. But all human beings have worth, unless they're psychopaths and they cannot, you cannot change their minds because they're psychopaths, like the serial killer. They justify what they are doing is for humanity. It's for the benefit of humanity. It's for saving the planet. It's for sustaining the planet and reducing poverty. Well, if you eliminate 90% of humanity, you definitely will reduce poverty. And the only thing that will be saved is humanity and cockroaches, because cockroaches have never died. They were here before humanity. But unlike the dinosaurs, were they depopulated or were they made extinct? Who knows? That's why they continue to research and look for artifacts to find out what happened with Noah's Ark, what happened with the flood, what happened to the dinosaurs. Powerful, big, muscular dinosaurs who are vegetarians. How could that happen? Well, you should read my book, Obamasaurus, and find out. It's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and hopefully bookstores in the near future. So anyway, let's get back to the jabs, the experimental and trial injections. So it says in this article of Epoch Times, members of the European Parliament, Rob Roos, asked during a session, was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? Did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? Pfizer's Janine Small, president of International Developed Markets, said in response, no, you know we had to really move at the speed of science to know what is taking place in the market. Roos of the Netherlands argued in a Twitter video Monday that following Small's comments to him, millions of people around the world were duped by pharmaceutical companies and governments, which I have been posting since 2019. Don't get duped. Do your homework and your research, or read Rose for Justice blogs, which are all based on research. Millions of people, he said, worldwide, felt forced. You know what they felt? Not forced. They felt duress, frustration, fear. That's what they felt. They felt isolated. They were fearful of being isolated, as the government told them in Big Pharma and all involved, that if you do not accept being a human lab rat and we will not tell you the secret formula that Pfizer has that's injected into your bodies and your biological families worldwide, and we're not going to tell you the direct adverse health effects that could happen to each of you that we have a long list of in pages and pages, which includes death, whether it's immediate by allergic reaction to those chemicals and materials of unknown substances, whether it's the mRNA, all of this that even Gates said alters your DNA in a video, which they didn't disclose. But the frontline doctors who tried to warn Americans and the world that there was this long list created by Pfizer and Dr. Fauci and CDC and WHO, and all of these people knew about these lists. They didn't disclose it to the public. Is it greed? Is it depopulation? Is it both? Is it humanitarian to create a new species by confusing children about their gender when the doctors and the parents and the medical staff at birth all agreed it's a boy, oh, it's a girl? And these new species with gender mutilation of children cannot procreate in the future. And like the little girl I told you about, 12 years old, who's now about 16, is devastated. Now she realizes what happened to her, and now she realizes she can never have children or grandchildren. So these are the things we need to think about. At least think about them and then do some homework and research. Come to your own discerned decision. So this is what he said. Ruth said, millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others, Ruth said. How can you do it for others? If you're vaccinated, great. That's what you want to do? Great. If you're not vaccinated, great. That's what you want to do? Great. If you have natural immunity and you don't want to be vaccinated because natural immunity outdoes the experiment and trial injection that didn't cure COVID or stop it, think about this for a moment, because many of these people are not licensed doctors. They aren't practicing doctors. They aren't virologists. They aren't scientists. And they're telling you and advising you about your health and mandating what you must do to your body, even if it's against your will, and the Fourth Amendment. Because the Fourth Amendment tells you that if you believe that the government or law enforcers are about to harm you or your family, you have a right to defend yourself. But that's gone by the wayside as well. We're supposed to believe all the stories that come out of law enforcement, FBI, courthouses, all those documents that are redacted. You can't even read them, because when they bring them to the Senate hearings, they're redacted and there's nothing to read, so they're wasting our tax dollars. Now, as they waste our tax dollars and they continue with these experimental and trial injections of unknown materials with the Pfizer trade secret formula, they refuse to disclose what they're injecting into human beings, and the mRNA that even Gates said alters your DNA, all unknown consequences. And Dr. Fauci admitted to his peers on video there are unknown consequences and possibly enhanced infections, but they won't know because there's no short and long-term case studies published in medical journals and approved, and no approved FDA licensed vaccine with those case studies, because they take 5 to 25 years to do. So even though after 2021, millions of injuries, serious injuries and deaths have accumulated throughout the world, and families have lost their loved ones, and they've already admitted they were fully jabbed, and then we find out they passed away, and children are getting unprecedented, especially kids playing sports who are mandated to be jabbed with the experimental and trial injection. It is not a licensed vaccine, so don't buy into that lie that they've been spewing to the world. And they are dropping dead from heart attacks, strokes, which is unprecedented. And if you do your research, you will find that children rarely ever got a heart attack or a stroke, and it's way down at the bottom of the list. Teenagers were injured or killed in a car accident or an overdose on drugs. So after the jabs were rolled out, doctors and morticians, ethical doctors, ethical morticians, and a group life insurance major company stated there was a 40% increase since the jabs were rolled out, and that was in 2021. And they have never seen so many young people die of heart attack. So when you say you would end an experiment and a trial immediately if you were concerned about saving humanity, if you were concerned about children, pregnant women, and babies. So how does this make any sense to millions and millions of people who are being, what Mr. Ross said, Root says, from the Netherlands, are duped for $67 million a minute worldwide coming into Big Pharma's investments on Wall Street? Is that called blood money? I don't know. Why? How did they do that? They did it very carefully. They actually tried it in the 70s under the swine flu. Only when people started saying they were made sterile or they were paralyzed or other illnesses or they died, the government stopped it. The government stopped the swine flu vaccines. Then in 2009 and 10, under the Obama regime, they attempted to mandate the swine flu vaccine again. Only myself and Dr. Mercola and the whistleblower from England, who was a journalist, blew the whistle on the internet. And then I kept sharing her information, and Dr. McCullough kept sharing his information, and people started to wake up, and they resisted. You know, resistance is a great thing when you have doubts about your health and about living or dying. It's a great thing in masses. And it worked because they threatened to put Americans in jail for a year and fine us $1,000 if we resisted. And they threatened medical staff at that time that they would be fired if they resisted getting injected. Fortunately, the American people, for some reason, were paying attention, and they resisted in mass and refused it, and it fell apart. But it seems like they went back to the drawing board and created 10 more pandemics, according to Dr. Koopman, who's a virologist in Europe, who has a video out saying that they created 10 pandemics and that she's linked to the WHO organization, World Health Organization. And what's interesting about that is that the WHO director, Mr. Tedros, he was asked, at least he was being honest, he was asked, did you get the injection? Are you going to get the COVID injection? And he said, no. And they said, why not? And he said, because I'm waiting to see what Africa says about it. Well, I found that extremely important clue for the American people and worldwide, that if the World Health Organization doesn't trust the experiment on trial injection, why should you? Just asking. So, I mean, you really have to have, you have to take time. You have to take time in your life to actually do homework, do your research. And even if it's 10 minutes a day, watch videos of doctors, frontline doctors, who are still able to get some information out there, like on BitChute or Rumble, because they shut down Parlay because it was a conservative site. And then they shut us out of Facebook when we opposed these experimental trial injections. They didn't even shut me down when I still supported Trump. They shut me down when I start questioning Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. And possibly it was because the founder donated 600,000, or it said six figures. I don't know where I came up with six, but six figures through Echo Health for Dr. Fauci's research in communist China at the Wuhan lab. So they were pro Dr. Fauci's experimental and trial injections and his research in the USA and at the Wuhan lab in communist China, where it was unleashed, knowing that communist China wants to conquer America. Russia would love to conquer America, but they haven't been as aggressive. And, I mean, recently they threatened us with a nuke, I think, if we don't back off. But so does Iran. And we're funding Iran's nukes facilities. And I heard there's a rumor that there's two nuke facilities, not just one. But it is a fact that the imam and the former president, Ahmadinejad, threatened to wipe out America on television. They don't even care. They just blurt it out. They tell you what they're going to do. So why would we fund them? Why are we funding experimental and trial injections? The American taxpayers, the Great Britain taxpayers, and Israeli taxpayers are funding the Pfizer distribution worldwide of experimental and trial injections with unknown materials, secret trade secret formula, being injected into people's bodies. Now, if I were a prosecutor, I would be on that case because I would want to protect the world's population from possibly being injured or dying out as a race. And I would definitely be on that, because here's the kicker. After reading the original EUA, PrEP documents, it's for 90 days, not for 90 years. And because Pfizer wants 75 years before they reveal, well, they won't even be around, trade secret formula, and neither will anybody else if they don't, if they don't start doing something about this serious issue. And so it appears that they're seeking to keep it going for 90 years, and at least till 2050, let's say. So that seems to be the deadline date, 2050, because the goal is to reduce carbon monoxide down to zero by 2050. He needs, and every living thing on the planet needs carbon monoxide too, not just fresh air, but carbon monoxide. So believe that or not. And that's why God created your nose and your mouth. He didn't put a mask over your face. He didn't leave off the nose and the mouth. He created it so you could breathe in fresh air and exhale carbon monoxide back into the atmosphere continuously, nonstop. And he tells you to take deep breaths. And he instructed you that fresh air that he created, oxygen, ventilation, breathe in fresh air, oxygen, into the mouths of Adam and Eve. So what? So they could live. So they could live. And they breathed it in and out ever since, consistently, nonstop. He didn't tell them to put a mask over their face because our bodies have 22 trillion viruses in it and germs and bacteria. So he created the immune system. And breathing in and out naturally and taking deep breaths continuously during the day keeps your cells healthy, your organs and your lungs and your brain healthy, and it keeps your immune system healthy. So when they're telling you to put on 1, 2, 3 masks and a plastic shield, what are you doing to your cells, to your lungs, to your gums, to your brain? Do you know why people were so angry, frustrated, unhappy, wearing all these masks and a plastic shield? Because they couldn't breathe naturally, in and out, in and out, in and out, like in and out hamburgers. So if you're going to go through a drive-thru, that's one of the best anyway. But anyway, so that is a fact. And if God hadn't created the immune system, which depends on breathing in and out consistently as well as fresh fruits and vegetables and nutritious and supplements and so forth, we would all be, Adam and Eve would have died immediately. They wouldn't have been able to sin in the Garden of Eden and get kicked out and have to procreate and give birth in pain and procreate, fill the earth with humans. So, and that was his instruction, for one man and one woman to marry and to fill the earth with lots and lots of babies and children. Because without babies and children, there is no future. There are no sovereign nations. There's nothing but a void planet like Mars or whatever other planets out there. But we were blessed We were blessed with a planet called Earth, and we were blessed with fresh oxygen, fresh air, fresh ventilation. And just to top it off, they actually did a blueprint of the Spanish flu for this particular time with the lockdowns and the masks. But they lied about that too, because back then the only two things they had were mercurochrome and whiskey for cures. Or the Indians used aloe vera. But they had very few medicinals. And so their cures were basically whiskey and mercurochrome. Been around forever. I don't know if they still make it, but it was around for probably, I don't know how many years, a long, long time. Maybe 100 or something. So anyway, they didn't have medicinal medicines and doctors on every corner. And they lived in rural areas, except in the cities. But still, they didn't have doctors on every corner. Maybe they had a doctor or two in the city. And people didn't live next door to each other. So they were basically on their own on farmland. And at that time, the crops were down and growing. And so they were undernourished. They were impoverished. 60% of the population was poor, impoverished. 60% in America were impoverished. That's happening right now. And they didn't die. The majority didn't die from the flu. They died from starvation, lack of clean water, hot water, and they died from the lack of ventilation and their health. Throw off the mask, open up the doors, let in ventilation, gave them nourishing foods, and saved humanity. They didn't inject them with an experimental trial and injection of a secret formula in mRNA to cure the flu. They died of starvation. They died of pneumonia and TB. And they did not have enough nutrition, cold water, hot water, and ventilation. So on that note, I hope you learned something and gathered something from Colombo Chronicles. I'm sorry our guest was unable to join us today, but we will have a very dynamic guest next week. And actually, she is from Egypt. So on that note, God bless you. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Colombo Chronicles Live.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.